You're listening to KINS News and Information. Two Arcata police officers have been placed on administrative leave as the investigation into an officer-involved shooting is conducted by the County Critical Incident Response Team. Those two officers, who will be identified later today, were called to a disturbance at the Shell gas station at the corner of 14th and G Streets in Arcata at just before 7 o'clock Tuesday evening. Witnesses at the scene and surveillance video depict a man who had been drinking alcohol and acting irrationally. When officers approached the man, they report he began swinging a wooden stick and a metal cane in a threatening manner. Arcata police report the man then advanced on the officers, and one officer deployed his taser and shot the man with little to no effect. The second officer then fired four rounds and struck the man in the right arm, right leg, and torso. First aid was provided on scene, and the man was later taken into surgery and remains in critical but stable condition. The results of the critical incident response team's investigation will be handed over to the district attorney once completed. A 17-year-old boy who was serving a sentence at the Bar O Boys Camp in Del Norte County walked away from the camp on Tuesday morning and has been on the run since. The boy walked away from the camp at just before 9 o'clock in the morning, and his absence was immediately noticed by staff. Del Norte Sheriff's deputies and probation officers joined the search, and the boy was found walking along Highway 199 about 45 minutes after his escape. He then managed to elude his pursuers, fleeing on foot and then by fleeing into the Middle Fork of the Smith River. At 1 a.m. Wednesday morning, search teams again spotted the boy, who was able to evade capture once again. The boy remains at large and is believed to still be in the area of Highway 199 near Little Jones Creek Road. The sheriff's office reports that four men who had covered their faces with masks or bandanas broke into a West Haven residence in the early morning hours on Monday, armed with a knife and a handgun, and confronted the 47-year-old male victim. The victim said he was watching television when the four men forced their way into the residence and demanded marijuana and the keys to his pickup truck. The victim, who was uninjured in the break-in, reported the four suspects took an undisclosed amount of marijuana and his gold Toyota pickup truck and fled the scene. The suspects remain at large, and anyone with information about the robbery or the suspects is asked to contact the sheriff's office. A few dozen Arcata residents near Humboldt State University remain without power this morning due to a broken power pole. PG&E reports that a repair crew has been dispatched to the scene, and restoration is expected later this morning. Last night, more than 2,400 Arcata residents were left in the dark for about half an hour after power went out in the Sunny Bray area. PG&E was able to quickly restore power to customers, although no cause for that outage has been reported. Jordan Christmas has news from the county.
Along with the North Coast Employer Advisory Council, the Department of Health and Human Services will hold the Redwood Coast Career Fair this Friday in Eureka. Multiple vocational counselors and local employers will be on hand at the career fair, as attendees can create resumes and fill out applications. The event runs from 10 a.m. to 2 o'clock on Friday and will be held at the Sequoia Conference Center on Myrtle Avenue.
Thank you, Jordan. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Dozens of local elected officials, department heads, and government staffers and professionals traveled to Emmitsburg, Maryland this week to take part in emergency training with FEMA. Every 4 or 5 years, police, fire, medical, and emergency operations staff take part in the training sessions that are tailored to the local environmental and industrial conditions. Humboldt Bay Fire is in Maryland this week, and on his talk shop appearance, Chief Bill Gillespie provided some details.
Done this a few times through the years, every 4 or 5 years, we'll get a group back there. And what it is, FEMA selects 12 communities a year. And so you've got to go through an application process. And they set up a training that they send representatives out. They tour your area. They look at what your industries are.
One of the biggest threats we live with in Northern California is the threat of earthquakes, as well as the threat of tsunamis. And Gillespie pointed out that the week of training with diverse groups helps local agencies prepare.
We all talk about it's not if, it's when. It allows us to try and work together. The city of Eureka, the county of Humboldt, city of Arcata, a lot of different communities, a lot of private and public entities, because we've all got to work together for our community when the big one hits.
You can hear Humboldt Bay Fire Chief Bill Gillespie discuss this and other topics by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.